Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West. And our day two recipe of cooking with green beans is a green bean au gratin. Now, pretty much what a gratin is a nice oven-toasted dish that's finished off with a little bit of cheese and a little bit of breadcrumbs. I prefer panko. Panko are Japanese breadcrumbs that are rolled, not crushed. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is get 2 cups of green beans, and we're going to blanch them lightly. Now, I always say when we blanch and blanch lightly, it's important that we remember that it's super important to season our water with salt. If we don't season our water with salt, our green beans are going to turn brown instead of a nice bright green color. And we have to always remember, we eat with our eyes before we eat with our mouth. Therefore, we want to make sure that everything looks and it tastes delicious. But the only way it can taste delicious is if it looks delicious. A lot of good food is done right in the brain. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to make some fresh bacon bits. What I prefer to do is let my bacon get frozen. Once my bacon is frozen, I can cut it to any size that I want. It's easier to work with, whereas if it's not frozen, you got to have a really sharp knife and you got to work really fast to make sure that bacon isn't pulling apart. I always prefer cooking with thick cut bacon because thick cut bacon is just that much better. Then what we're going to use is a half a yellow onion that I julienne. And remember, when we're julienning our onion, that we always remove the first 2 layers of the onion just to get that perfect onion. And like I said, if you want to throw them into a stock pot or something, that's fine. But those first 2 layers are crucial to making sure that we have a nice onion with a nice little snap and a crisp to it. 1 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 2 cups of Bravo's Silver Mountain cheese, salt and pepper to taste. So what I'm going to do is get my green beans and I'm going to mix them up with our breadcrumbs after they're done blanching. I'm then going to top that with our Silver Mountain cheese. And the Silver Mountain cheese is like a Parmesan cheese, only better. It's a 6-year-aged cheese from Bravo Farms. And if you don't have that, a really good aged Pecorino or Parmesan will suffice just as well. We're going to top that with our breadcrumbs and our fresh bacon bits. Make sure that if they're bacon bits, they're fully cooked through. If we put raw bacon on top, it's not going to be the same effect that we're trying to get. And once the bacon is actually on our dish, add a little bit more cheese to the top. So I know I have 2 cups of Bravo Silver Mountain. If you want, you can do 3 cups because we want to make sure even the bacon is covered. Bake at 375 degrees for 15 minutes and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez and follow my show on www.foodietv. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West.